The U.S. government has said in its pretext to attack Iraq that Iraq has developed and used weapons of mass destruction. And that is evident in using Agent Orange against Vietnam, right? Right? They've used depleted uranium against Iraq and Yugoslavia, right? And they have used the nuclear bomb not once but twice, right? So Iraq is out of control. And then they say Iraq is a regime that has committed itself to aggression and war, evident by the Spanish War, First World War, Second World War, the Vietnam War, the Korean War, Colombia, and then Nicaragua. Before it, you get see Iran, Iraq, Lebanon, Afghanistan, and back in Iraq again. Iraq is out of control. Iraq must be halted. Right? No. And then they say Iraq is a dictatorship. A dictatorship that uses the Homeland Security, the Patriot Act 1, the Patriot Act 2, the Victory Bell, and so on. A dictatorship that enslaved the blacks in this country. A dictatorship that exterminated the natives. This is the kind of dictatorship that Iraq was. And that's why it should be halted. I am an Arab and Muslim, and I am from Palestine. The U.S. government looks at our region as a place to test weapons. The United States thinks of our region as an oil well. Our region is nothing but a cow milk for the United States and Uncle Sam. They have brought in a formula of mixing Arabic oil with Arabic blood, and it was very lethal. The CIA introduced to our region client regimes that is so anti-democratic and so oppressive. They practice torture, elimination, assassination, you name it. And all of this to protect the interests of the United States. All of this to distract the people of the United States and to distract the people of our region from what is really going on. ExxonMobil, Shell, Texaco, and everyone else stealing the oil from our region. Then they've used these client regimes to institute war in our region, such as the Iran-Iraq war, the Lebanese civil war, the Algerian civil war, the Iraq war right now and back in 1991. All of that is going on, and the most catastrophic is what's going on in Palestine. They've made our lives so disgusting, so impossible, to the point where we see in death more honor and more realistic option. They have made us vomit and then taste our vomit. This is what Uncle Sam has been doing. In Palestine, they have supported the Zionist movement. And they said this is a war about religion. This is about the Arabs hating the Jews. They want to exterminate the Jews. But this is not true. This is just a distraction. The reality is that Zionism is nothing but a tool that imperialism, Britain, and now the US is using as a proxy state to distract the region and to create more and more wars that would drain its resources. That's what is going on in Palestine right now. The jumbo mumbo colonial lies that Israel is using, such as Palestine is a land without a people, such as Palestine or Israel is the promised land. Well, who promised that land? God? Is God a real estate agent? What's next? Could this God be a lawyer? A minister of defense? Could this God be a colonel in the U.S. Army? This is not true what's going on in Palestine, that it is about the Jews. It is Zionism that fuels anti-Semitism, because the actions of Zionism represented by the State of Israel are about killing, destroying, building walls of separation, killing indigenous people, torturing, shooting babies, shooting women, shooting elderly. And at the end, they say it's our fault. We must apologize. Well, that is not accepted, because it's not our fault. We are indigenous people fighting for the liberation of Palestine. And whether Uncle Sam likes it or not, whether Uncle Sam offers what's so-called a Palestinian viable state, we tell him we don't want your viable Palestinian state. Palestine is ours, whether you like it or not, and we will have it back, whether you like or not. The only roadmap that I want to see is the one which the U.S., Israel will use to get the hell out of our region, Palestine, Iraq, and everywhere else. And we have to be careful on stopping to call it Bush racist war. Yes, true, it's the Republicans who are running the affairs right now. But the Democrats has been step by step, action by action, with the president in voting on the terrorism, war on terrorism, on fighting on the $87 billion that we have heard so much about tonight. The Democrats must not observe our opposition in the name of reforms. We need to be careful that we don't exchange names and faces in D.C. What we need in D.C. is a regime change. And what we need in D.C. is a regime that will come and address justice on the fundamental basis of justice. And that is equality for every single citizen of this planet, without exploiting the environment, without exploiting the people, without creating so much misery and pain. And we need to be careful as an anti-war movement about our division. We need to be united. We need to put our differences aside. It is not acceptable that we are at each other's throats. You are a fringe leftist and you are a pacifist. It is not acceptable. Anything less than a united movement is not acceptable. Furthermore, we must become a proactive movement. We don't need each time a catastrophic war where millions of people die to become active on the streets. We need to have a long-term strategy of building resources, constituencies, and we need to be able every day to go down the street and do something to help such a change. Because the word American is being associated with piracy, with death, with arrogance, with thievery around the globe. But you are Americans with conscience, and you are Americans who refuse to have this in their name. Are you or are you not? And also, I would like to ask the movement not just to be united and proactive, but we also must be protective of each other. An attack on one is an attack on all of us. Let me close by saying that Uncle Sam had made a big mistake, a big blunder, by attacking Iraq and occupying Iraq and maintaining the occupation of Palestine. We will not surrender. We will not accept Uncle Sam's terms of democracy and peace and other crap. For our choice is the resistance. And day by day, our resistance will make this empire come down to its knees with your help here on the inside. Thank you all and power to you all. عاشت فلسطين حرة أبية. عاش العراق حرة مستقلة. عاشت المقاومة الوطنية الفلسطينية وعاشت المقاومة الوطنية العراقية. Power to you all.